intents and techniques limit my way. Intents and techniques limit my way. This is January 1st, 2014. January 1st, 2014. Today is the start of a new day, a new year, a new beginning for all of my life. I pay attention purposefully and positively in everything I do. Today is the start of a new day, a new year, a new beginning for all of my life. And I pay attention purposefully and positively to every thought I think, every word I speak, and every action that I engage myself in. Yes, the can'ts and techniques. When I say anytime, I can't do anything. I can't be happy. I can't be healthy. I can't be rich. I can't have friends. I can't. Oh, my gracious sakes. Those can'ts are just going to start blooming in my life like a bed of flowers, or weeds, I might say. The can'ts are the weeds in our garden, and we want to pull them all out. We want to get rid of them all. Well, sometimes just by planting a weed on the opposite direction causes those can'ts to disappear, to dissipate, to all of a sudden no longer be there. The can'ts no longer are there when we are placing in our consciousness that I can. That today is the start of a new day, a new year, a new beginning, a time for all of my life. I pay attention purposely and positively. So, where once I said I can't, where once I said that technique doesn't work and it only takes me in the wrong place, now I say, I speak my positive word, and I leave the techniques to the divine within me. I leave the techniques to the ultimate, to the infinite, and I pay no attention to the techniques. I pay no attention to the can or can'ts. I pay only attention to all is in divine order. I pay only attention to the fact that I live in my healthy body. Wise, I am intelligent. I am brilliant. I am wealthy. I like that. All is in divine order. When I start saying all is in divine order, this is not a technique, because I have not the vaguest idea what's going on as I'm doing it. When I'm saying all is in divine order, I'm not saying there's anything that I can't do, or that I'm not saying anything I can do. But the divine in me says, oh, you're working on order, and all in divine order means all functions perfectly. All functions magnificently. All functions 100% to the idea that you are accomplishing whatever goal it is. Now, in the past, you may have been saying, I can't, and that was functioning very well. It functioned very, very well. And in the past, you may have said, it's not going to work. And that function. And in the past, you may have said, those techniques are lousy. I say them again and again and again, and they don't bring forth anything at all. That's true. That's the way it works. Now, if I say to you, sit down and play the piano and play me a concert, you say, you've got to be kidding. I never played the piano. I never touched a piano. I don't care about pianos. I'm not interested in pianos one bit at all. They are not my thing. Okay. Now, say to yourself, I am an exquisite musician. I am an exquisite musician. I am an exquisite musician. I play the piano beautifully. I am an exquisite musician. I'm an exquisite musician. Don't think of yourself as being an exquisite musician. Just think of yourself saying those words about you. And as you say those words about you, you bring those experience. It's that simple. It works every time. Now, do you want it to work for you? Do you want it to work? All is in divine order now. All is in divine order to work the piano. All is in divine order to play the piano. All is in divine order to sing. All is in divine order to do anything you want to do. It makes no difference, no matter what it is, but purposefully and positively you want to do it. I can't do that. Well, that's a of saying you will not and cannot do it, and therefore it is not done by you. Okay. Now, your body, your mind, your genius has the talent to do anything under the sun. There is nothing that it cannot do. It does everything. Everything you want to do, it does it. You can't do it, and it does it, you can do it. So, now, let's put the idea forth that we can do it. Let's put the idea forth that it is the most normal thing, we can do it. Now, you just say to yourself, I play the piano beautifully. I play the piano beautifully. I love playing the piano. And just plinker at it. And as you plinker at it and you fall in love, oh, what a lovely note I made. Oh, what a lovely crescendo I made. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. And as you say that, little by little, your interest peaks on playing the piano. And as your interest peaks on playing the piano, you play the piano. Beautifully, beautifully, fantastically. You play the piano with joy in your heart, and it's fun. And as you play the piano, because it's fun, you do it very beautifully. You do it very beautifully, and it is fun for you. And that's all that matters, because that's who you are. That's what you are. That's all that you are. Now, is that going to be your modus operandi? Is that going to be your purpose? Is that going to be what you love to do? Is that going to be yourself? Is that going to be all that matters to you? Yes. It's going to be all that matters to you, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be marvelous. It's going to be exactly what you want right now, always. It's going to be that expression of you right now. And because it's that expression of you right now, that's all that matters. And you'll find that day after day, listen to yourself playing the piano, as you listen to yourself enjoying doing what you're doing, you will do it so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that it'll be just a joy beyond imagination. It'll be a joy beyond anything that could ever come forth in your life. Because that's who you are. That's who you are. You are that fantastic being. You are that fantastic expression of all that's good. Now, be that fantastic. Be that fantastic expression of all that's wonderful right now. And watch how it expresses itself in your life. Watch how it expresses itself in your being, because you have put the cause in motion for it to be there. You have put the cause in motion for it to express in your life. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Nothing else matters at all. Nothing else matters at all. Now, let this thing go in you. Let this thing be your reality. All is in divine. No purpose, no direction. It just is. And as it just is, it is fun, and you are enjoying it so much. You are enjoying it with all your heart. And when you enjoy it with all your heart, everything happens fantastically. When you enjoy it with all your heart, it brings forth the good feeling for you. It brings forth the good attitude for you. It brings forth the good awareness for you. It brings forth who you are. It brings forth the magic that you are. Now, is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to live your life? Do you want to bring forth the magic that lives your life? Do you want to bring forth the magic that is your life? Do you want to bring forth the allness that you are? If that's what you want to do, then it is done for you. It is done for you now and every moment of your life. It is done for you because that's your reality. That's your wholeness. That's your experience of allness. That's all that matters to you. Where are you going today? What are you going to do today? How are you going to live your life today? What important things are there in your world for you to know about that make you feel just wonderful? Well, when you start realizing what makes you feel just wonderful, you will realize that life is indeed wonderful. Enjoy yourself, because that's what life is all about. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.